Welcome back to The Drive, Lieber Sage, Matt Conesvita, Cam Clement. Took a little bit longer there to get back from commercial. We let it breathe a little bit longer. I think because Cam, producing today, was just trying like anything to find one highlight of JP Bolduc. Couldn't find one.
They were all highlights with JP.
Yeah, couldn't find anything. And just, okay, guys, you got to start talking now.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, JP Bolduc, and I said before you got on, so you can go back and check the tape, one of my absolute favorite Red Blacks of all time.
Oh, come on. That's so nice of you. Thank you.
But I also said, like, have you switched allegiances? We don't know. Because we welcome JP Bolduc, former Red Black, now voice of the Montreal Alouettes in Montreal on the Gabriel Pizza Hotline. I wanted to officially introduce you that way. Like, have you completely switched allegiances? You're going to tell us that Cody Fajardo is going to go 18-0 this year or what?
Maybe not 18-0, but more so 15-3, something like that.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe they'll lose a few games to the Red Blacks, and, you know, I won't be that sad.
See, there you go. Red Blacks beat the Alouettes, but then the Alouettes win all their other games, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so we appreciate your time. We're going to talk about the game, but let's talk about your journey and, you know, leaving football and going back to Montreal. We've had you on. You're a bit of an analyst. I thought you'd come on and say, thank you very much, Lee, for, you know, everything you've done to get me back into radio. I haven't heard that yet, but you are the voice now of the Montreal Alouettes. Doing color on all of their broadcasts en français.
Yes, in French, and my mother tongue, my first language. Also, my first love. My dad was a season ticket holder for years at the Alouettes, so I grew up going to the games and knowing all the players' names. Even I knew the special team player's name back then. So then I sold some peanuts and some soft drinks in the stands, and then moved on to playing the CFL for a few years, and now I'm back. Back at Percival Molson almost every week, doing the radio for them. So it's I've kind of been around the league. I mean, I've been on the PA as well. I've been a lot of places in this league. So it's fun for me now.
So for you to get this job again, does it feel full circle? Like coming back, playing, leaving. You're now in Montreal. You're working. You told me that. You know, your newborn is like the greatest newborn in the world, never cries, never does anything, and now we hear it cry like 10 seconds into the interview. But, no, look, you got a great life going on in Montreal, and then you're offered this. Is it a full circle moment for you?
It was special for me to get it's not a full-time, but a full-season radio gig. It was full circle, and we've talked about it a few times, Lee. My dad come in from radio. He worked in radio his whole life. I kind of grew up around the offices of May 76, AGD, and Chaume FM in Montreal. I knew all the guys, and Rick Moffat and all these guys. But for me to get a gig, and it's special, especially for the Alouettes, the CFL in Montreal. It's a little bit special for me and my family. So, and I'm having a great coach. My dad calls me at like almost after every game. Oh, you have to say this and that. You forgot to say this. Don't do this. Don't do that. I'm like, okay, come on. You were let go of on air because you weren't so good. So come on, man. Give me a break.
Okay, tell people who your dad was, because your dad was very influential in the radio business.
Yeah, my dad was a general sales manager for 26 years at Standard Radio, who became Corus, who became Bell Media, but now he's newly retired the last few months. So now he retired, but he was in the radio for almost 35 years. And he was a morning man in Amqui and in Quebec, but I was in the 70s. I was not even in the plans of existing.
Well, I think that's awesome. First of all, congratulations on getting the gig. You're going to be great at it. Like, you love the game, and you love the people around the game. And I think that's really important, especially for the Canadian Football League, to have that perspective. So let's ask you about a bunch of stuff. Number one, Bob Dice named the new permanent head coach of the Ottawa Redblacks. You played for him, and I haven't heard a lot of guys not go out of their way to make sure that JP Bob Dice is first, second, and third when they mentioned who they love playing for. What was it like playing for Bob Dice? Do you think he's the right guy in Ottawa?
It was about time to name him. You know, Bob Dice has been the guy who's been for 20-some years in the CFL, so he knows the in and out of this league. He's been around some great coaches. And he, in my opinion, as a great player, you know, you see younger players looking after established veterans. It's the same thing for coaches. You know, they've been around very good OCs, very good head coaches. He worked for Rick Campbell. He worked for some other coaches. He won a Grey Cup in Saskatchewan in 2013. So he's been around. He, you know, probably taking some notes from what he liked from the coaches, what he didn't like about other head coaches. And he's at a point in his life and career because, you know, he has a family and, you know, you want to be at a good place. You want to be the best version of yourself for your family and your players and your team. And he's probably in a place in his life where he's very committed to the team and he's also a very good coach. You know, as you said, probably up there 1, 2, 3 or, you know, 2, 3, 1 or as one of the most influential coaches I had in my career.
So why do players want to play for him?
Oh, for sure. Because he's a guy who leads by example. You know, he goes about his business. He's very, you know, within the walls of the stadium, within the white line, he's very professional. He always gives the best he can do. You know, he always gives the best that he can offer the players. And that's what you want the players to do for the team or for the coaches. So he's none of a big, very, very big talker that, you know, talks a lot for no reason. He's the guy that leads the example. And at a pro level, in my opinion, he's someone who respects the players. He's very polite with the players. He coaches very well. And at a certain age, you know, we're all grown up, 30-some years old with families and kids, mortgages and all that stuff. So we're not teenagers, you know. And then he gets a good grasp of that. And he's being very polite and he's very respectful toward players. And it's a tough business, you know. There's a lot of players moving to CFL. And within that, he's able to navigate and being very professional. So that's something that I always appreciate. And all the players that have been cut by him still appreciate today.
Yeah, what a trait that is. I always loved the line that he had last year when he said, look, I don't have a lot of rules for my players, but I have very high standards. And I thought that was very, that hit home, I think, with a lot of guys. And I'm sure, you know, when you play for him, okay, he's not going to babysit you, but he expects you to be at a certain level.
It is exactly what it is. You know, he's nothing about babysitting. All, you know, we've always talked about the curfew. You know, he doesn't care about the curfew. You go to bed at the time that you want, but you better perform the next day. So,
JP Bolduc joining us, former Red Black, now voice of the Alouettes in French, getting ready to do the game coming up tomorrow night with the Montreal Alouettes and the Ottawa Red Blacks. Before we move on to Montreal, I do have to get your thoughts on not one but two hires out of Montreal, Kahari Jones and Baron Miles, the new coordinators here in Ottawa, and you'd be pretty familiar with them, both coming from Montreal, and both, I think, JP, in some extenuating circumstances with what was happening going on with the Alouettes. They were putting in, especially Kahari Jones as the head coach, he was put in a tough spot, probably deserved a little bit better, but now both of those guys are the coordinators here in Ottawa.
Yeah, I think they're in a good spot. I think they both have a really good relationship with Coach Dice. You know, trust is it goes a long way in this kind of business. And they did really well. They both did really well and with not a lot of means in Montreal. Let's be honest, at that time, we had an owner that was not in the city, not very involved. COVID and all that stuff. So, but they did a really good job with not a lot of resources in Montreal. And now they're in a place, I think, where they're a little more comfortable with a little bit more of a bag of resources. So, no, looking forward to see them coach and, you know, have the strategies they're really good at.
Okay, so tell us about the Montreal Alouettes. I don't think right now they have a lot of, not a lot of people around the league go, oh, you know who's going to be good? Montreal. But they've gone through some change as well. Kind of describe what they've done here in the offseason and, you know, starts with the quarterback, Cody Fajardo.
You know, I think if we go back in January, I think the Alouettes really want Trevor Harris back with the kind of season he had. He brought them to the East Final, the most success they had in the last few years. But I understand the point of view for Trevor. Trevor was offered almost the same contract as Saskatchewan, but with a big signing bonus. was Yale West at that time didn't have any owners. You know, the league was the owners of the team, and they didn't have much budgets for signing bonuses until Pierre Carpelle, the new owner, came in. So I think with this situation happening, I think they were very fortunate to get Cody Fajardo, a healthy Cody Fajardo, and someone that knows Coach Moss, and the best Cody Fajardo version that we've seen in the CFL is when he played with a chip on his shoulder. Now, remember him in 2019, nobody thought that he would do good when Colorado went down in Hamilton. And he was very, very good. And that's the kind of that's the kind of Cody Fajardo that Delaware need this year and wants to have. And I think Cody is a point in his career. It's, I'm not going to say now or never, but you know, if he's not doing good this year, he won't be really a starter again. But the way he's been, because I went to the training camp a few times, the way he's been playing and behaving, looking really good. He's looking like he's going to be the version of 2019. Hopefully he stays healthy. But if this happens, I think the Iowa's going to be a very good team in the East this year.
Tell us about the coaching staff. Jason Moss, you mentioned. Noel Thorpe's a name that people would recognize here from Ottawa. Of course, Anthony Calvillo as well. So what does their coaching staff look like?
A matured version of Jason Moss. Jason Moss was a very good OC in Ottawa in 2015, then moved on to be a head coach in Edmonton, sorry, 2016. Had a very nice nice run down there, but from what I heard from really good friends, he was good. He was a bit too emotive. He was too young, very, very reactive. He looked like someone that was a lot more in control. You go back now, he's older. He's been on another team as an OC with Saskatchewan and bigger markets. So he's looking like someone who's really in control. And something that I'm happy with for him is he played in Montreal years ago. He was the backup quarterback for the Alouettes. So he knows the market. He knows how it goes in Montreal, that the Alouettes, if they win, they will have people in the stands and they will have success selling tickets. It's like that for the soccer team. It's like that for the hockey team. In Montreal, if you don't win, it's tough to sell tickets in any sports. So, I think we see a version of Jason Moss who's in control with a coaching staff that's a little bit more experienced than what he had in Edmonton.
JP Bolduc, former Ottawa Red Black, now one of the voices of the Montreal Alouettes, joining us here on The Drive, previewing tomorrow. You made a good point to me when we spoke earlier just about sports in Montreal and the ownership of the teams. Maybe in as good of a place as it's been in a while, JP?
For sure. For me, being a French Canadian in Montreal, my wife being half Italian, half Irish, to see the Habs being owned by an Irish bilingual family in Montreal as the Molson, and then you look at the soccer team, the CF Montreal call now, owned by a very wealthy Italian immigrant family from the early 1900s from Montreal, and then now the Saputo, now you look at Pierre Calpelado, who's the chairman of Quebecor World, a very big media company in Quebec, or across Canada, like he owns Vidéotron and all that stuff. It's very a powerful man who I think bought the team for the right reason, and now you see a French-Canadian billionaire who wants to, give back to the city of Montreal by buying one of the best franchises in the history of the CFL.
Well, he must be a billionaire if they have JP Bolduc on the broadcast now. that would be a lot of money. Just a couple of thoughts across the league as we go into it. What do you think of some of the teams? The quarterback position in general, to me, seems to be a little bit weaker than it's been in years past. Is that a fair statement?
I would agree with you. I remember a few years ago when you had, Matt Nichols full go in Winnipeg, and Mike Riley and Lee Bolivai in Calgary, and Ricky Ray in Toronto, and Masoli and his prime in Hamilton. You go back and you look at today, I would agree with you. A lot younger guys with a lot less experience.
So tomorrow night, Red Blacks, Alouettes. What can we expect I know they've made some adjustments to the stadium, which is nice, in Montreal. Are you expecting a big crowd?
I would expect. It's a very nice summer day in Montreal. It's not too hot, not too cold. We're going to see a very physical team. Let's not forget the Alouettes have Will Stanback in the backfield. So I think we're going to see some very nice old-school smash-mouth football with a very nice summer day in Montreal.
I got to ask you about this, too. So I don't really care. I actually argued with AJ the other day about the top 50 list of TSN and the top 50 players in the league. I don't really care. Now, I don't know if the players care. You can tell me more about that, whether they would or they wouldn't. But it's hard not to notice that William Stanback was the only Montreal Alouette in the top 50. There's only 9 teams in the league. So that's... Would that sit poorly with other players and maybe a chance to rally together to, like, we'll show them as a team who we are?
Maybe. When I was playing, I was always upset that I wasn't in the top 10 every year.
You were so close, you know. Though. So close.
But, no, I think it does rub some players not in a good way. But I look at the rosters out of the West. I mean, some of, like, you know, I just think about Avery Williams. It was a dominant force with the Red Blacks, but the Red Blacks didn't have much success. So it probably impacts his ranking. But for the Alouettes to only have one player, I'm not sure this is perfectly is really good. But if the players were voting, maybe it would be a little bit more accurate. But you know, I think it's the media who is voting, and some of these guys don't know maybe enough about football that they should. So, but I remember in the locker room, some guys were upset. And some guys were very happy about their ranking.
You realize you're part of the media now, right? So when you say those guys don't know very much, you're part of that group now?
Yeah, me, I'm the guy in the media now that knows much about football, but that doesn't know anything about media. So I'm the bad guy now.
Exactly. JP, congratulations on the gig. We look forward to talking to you, especially when you come a couple of times. They play 4 times, the Red Blacks and the Alouettes, so... Montreal will be here twice. Ottawa will be in Montreal twice. But have fun with the season, and we'll definitely talk to you as the season goes along.
Thank you very much, Lee. It was fun talking to you.
JP.